Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing year, you know, for the ones we lost, such as Mr. Nelson Mandela, a few others, you know, Paul Walker, you know, rest in peace, man. Number love to you all and your family, man. And I pray for the families of the ones that lost someone during this trying time. I just found out today, you know, I want to rest in peace to my lady's aunt. Her aunt passed away today, well, last night in her sleep, so. You know, what we got to do, y'all, is stay in prayer. You know what I mean? It's the time of the year. You know, this used to be a hard time, me, you know what I mean, before, you know, I actually started my own family and built something from within because, you know, I lost my mother back in 97 to cancer, man, which is a dreaded disease. So, you know, shouts out to the people that lost people. And I just want to say to you that, you know, we got to keep our, you know, self in prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, power to change the things I can, wisdom to know the difference. Let's keep this in mind, y'all, as we grind and as we shine and as we grow. And let's never forget the ones who paved the way for us, who made, you know, certain things possible for us, such as just good friends, man, people that are gone from us, man. Let's not forget the ones, you know, our ancestors, lovers, friends, you know, just people that have been in our lives, man, and helped us get where we are. So this song is dedicated to Nelson Mandela as well as Paul Walker and, you know, anybody that lost someone in 2013, man. Hold on, put God in his perspective place and everything will be all right. As soon as I come back, man, we're going to do some pokes and then we're going to jump right into it with J-Doc, y'all, my special guest for the day. All right? But before we do that, we got to pay homage to the ones we lost. This song goes out to the families of the ones that we lost.
How do I say goodbye to so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. I don't know where the road is going to lead. All I know is where we've been and what we've been through. If we get
calling in, man, to do their thing, man. J Doc, man, up and coming young rap artist, man. I'm hopefully his manager Sebo call in, man, so we can discuss him. Actually, I met Sebo. He came out to see me perform at the Shaq All Star Comedy Competition tour on December 4th. As you all know, I won that night, blew it out. You know, for those of you who do not know, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. It's all the same. TreLoveVision. That's Trey Love Vision. Instead of television, Trey Love Vision. Y'all got to check your boy out, man. God is blessing in a major way. Been working hard, grinding the shine for so many years, man, making some really good things happen. Shout out to Clint Thomas for hooking this up, man. The brother's on the scene, man. He's doing his thing, man, a Hollywood cat. So what I'm going to do real quick, man, is I got to shout my people out. I got so many ladies, you know, that pay attention and, you know, just make me feel good when I'm down, man. You know, my Facebook friends. Ladies, if you want to have your name said live on the radio, you know, on my podcast, please don't hesitate to poke me because, you know, I poke you back. And then I'm going to say your name as well, give you a shout-out, some love. But I won't say your last name. I'll say your first. I won't say your last because I don't want your man coming up. You know, why you getting poked by Trey on Facebook? Hey, your lady tapped me on my shoulder first, bro. So I had to poke her. All right, we're going to poke. Then I'm going to play one verse. I'm going to rock her just to get it grooving, man, get the move back up. And then from there, y'all, we're going to talk to J Doc. Nina. A young lady named she's out of Chicago, actually, a female comedian named Mantrice. She likes to tap me on the shoulder every now and again. What's up, girl? Teddy, Eva, Kathy, Candace, Gloria, Ann, Karen, Linda, Erica, Carmen, Alyssa, Chicago. That's Miami right there. Portia, Ramona, Sharifa, Aline, Debbie, Kat, Takaya, Amina, Classy, Stephanie, Radiant, Sherry, Alexandra, Sonia, Angelica, Vanessa, Alexis, Barbara, Shannon, Kim, Simone, Nisha, Chevette, Rania, and Tanya. To all you ladies, I sent a poke and I sent a rock.
L.A.
Vegas
connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, I'm bottles from Trey Love, baby, say you know what's up, baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rock, I'm
a rock,
I'm a rock,
I'm a rock,
I'm a rock,
I'm a rock.
same. Show up, show out, show no shame. It's all enough for everybody. Get up, get down, and on the party. Big Bacardi, let's get naughty. Big fun, coast to coast, L.A. shawty. ATL, M.I.A., can't forget. Shoutown, baby. Anyway, this beat is sick. Rap a chick, take her pick. If she sexy, give her it.
I'm a rock.
In the club, from the
I'm a rocker,
Dre.
You know you sing on
the
beat, right?
She know my way, she like my style. Order a shot for honey child. Meanwhile, I take a drink, then I think. To the telly, rub my belly. Put your number in my celly. Grab a hand, say let's go. Cause you know I got a show. You gave me some, but I won't hold. Make your body shake and quiver. Good love in, I deliver. Freaky, I got mirror. Can I make it any clearer? Bring your sexy over here. To see my friend, but I ain't with her. Don't you worry, you just hurry. Got a match so I can marry. Me into you, that's how I do. In a few, I pursue, I think Trey loves you.
Damn, what?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission. Like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rocker.
In the club, bottles from Trey Love, baby, saying no, what's up? Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker.
Now I got you in the loop. Spark a flame, you set the mood. Let's get kinky, I got lube. Don't be cruel, act all shrewd. Are you hungry? I got food. Let me touch it, let me hold you. Take a piece so I can show you what I can do. Like a master, want me slow, want me fast, it doesn't matter. Your wish is my goal, I will shock your soul. Bust hard like a revolver, invent the problem solver. Like a crackhead, I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker.
In the club, the bottles from Trey Love, baby, saying no, what's up? Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
Better pay attention, baby. It's
rock,
the LA Vegas
her.
Connect, you heard
I'm
me?
Rock,
it works in the same minute.
I'm gonna rock.
Get what? Trey Love hot single dropping right now, y'all. Ha. I'm gonna rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Take it home, baby.
Y'all better tune in. Tell a friend that the one and only Playboy Comedy, Mr. Trey Love, is in. I got to shout this dude out, man. He's like one of the only artists that made sure he put the word out and made sure people knew he was going to be on Handsome Life Radio today. Big up for that, dude. So we getting ready to go on and put you on blast, man, and open the lineup, and we getting ready to talk to the man of the hour, y'all. Mr. J. Doc. Jay, what's happening? Welcome to Handsome Life Radio. How you feel today, man?
What up, Trey Love, man? I'm feeling marvelous, man. Just, hey, thank you again for the opportunity, fam. Like, I mean, it blew me away when, you know, my manager told me that I had a, you know, a spot on the Trey Love show, man, and I, you know, I recognize you from, you know, TV, man. I'm just so excited to be a part of, you know, a part of something that you're doing, man. So thank you so much, bro.
Oh, man, that's a blessing. And as you know, flattery will get you everywhere, man. So you're definitely going to be on heavy rotation. Your music's going to be on heavy rotation on my podcast every time I go live, man. But,
for sure.
Yeah, man, you know, I just want to tell you, man, before we can get started with the interview, man, I want to thank you for, you know, the shout-out and seeing what I do. But, man, it takes that grind, man. You got to get out there and you got to get it because the reality is no one's going to give you anything. You do have good management because you know, they saw me perform, do my thing, and it was like, yo, can you put my artist on? And see, I'm the type of person, man, a lot of people won't give back, you know what I'm saying, to the community or help people or show love to their own people, and that's something that I believe in, you know what I mean? I believe in, you know, first of all, I thank God for his opportunity for helping me get to where I'm going, but then what I have to do is be a vessel, you know, to take my voice and give it to other people, man. You know what I'm saying? Each one teach one. That's how we come up. So, man, let's talk a little bit, man, and let me get to know you because you got the lines lit up, man. I promise you, man. You must have been out in Mississippi and told everybody, man, call me. You got to call Arizona. I'm talking about everybody and they uncle. I ain't even have a opinion on this podcast today. Yeah, so we're going to talk a little bit. But before I bring the listeners on, you know, bring your crowd on and talk, let's talk to you for a little bit. You know, what's your age range? I know it's not good in the business to tell your exact age, but I assume you're early 20s, late 20s.
Yes, sir. I'm 25. I just turned 25 about 3 weeks ago.
Well, happy birthday, brother. Happy birthday. How long have you been in hip-hop game?
Oh, man, it's crazy. I just pretty much, like, started promoting it, I want to say, about 2-3 years ago. But, I mean, I've been doing music, man, since I've been, like, my God, since I've been, like, 12, 13 years old, man.
When did you know, you say 12, 13, so was it, like, 12 or 13, you kind of realized that you had that talent? You know, you was like, man, I could do this. I could take this somewhere.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like what when I was growing up, you know what I mean, my parents were heavily involved in church and involved in music, so it was just like, I mean, I grew up around all music, you know, and one of my mom's friends, shout out to Jackie Waters, you know what I mean? She probably, you know, would be surprised if y'all still remember her, but she gave me my first piano, you know what I'm saying? And she also gave me a tape recorder, and ever since then, man, when I learned how to, you know, use cassette tapes and you know, duplicate and compose over pianos, it's like, it was just magic ever since then, man. I just, you know, fell in love with music since then.
Jackie Waters, was she related to you?
She was, you know, she's like a family friend. She's like an aunt, you know what I'm saying? But she's a church friend of my mom's.
Yeah, man. You know, it's funny, man. I don't think that, you know, and that's why, like, I do public speaking, man. I go to high schools and colleges. You know, I do comedy at the colleges. But sometimes I do motivational speeches and stuff, too, because I don't think that a lot of us realize the effect that we have on the youth, man. And I just want to shout that young lady out, man, Jackie Waters, for what she did, because a lot of times people aren't pushing the arts. You know, I'm not the one, you know, to agree that every brother should be rapping and playing basketball. You know what I mean?
That's
the thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're skilled as far as physical talent, and we're skilled as far as musical talent, musically inclined. You know, even hip-hop comes from those African beats. It's just in us. You know what I mean? They couldn't stop it from being in us. But, you know, we have so much more to offer, but just that little inspiration, that little nudge to say, hey, check this out, and, you know, why don't you do this? And, I mean, it's because my mother's the one who inspired me to do comedy. I was, you know, I was a big-time actor, you know, as a young kid doing my acting thing, and my mom was like, you know, start making money, you know, doing stand-up, and God rest her soul, you know, to this day, comedy has become, you know, a very intimate, long-term part of my life, you know what I mean? Even you saw me perform on television before, so you know that comedy. And, you know, I got more stuff coming up, too. We're going to talk about that later, man. I'll be doing the next part of the Shaq All-Star competition this week on the 18th.
Oh, for sure.
Crew, man, have your people come check me out at the Comedy Union, man. I got
most dead.
Before 9 o'clock. Yeah, that's actually where I met your manager, Sebo, at. So, man, just showing love out here. So what's up with who you worked with? You know, what artists have you worked with?
As far as artists, I haven't really worked with anyone that's, you know, like mainstream as far as like industry cats. I mean, like I've worked with, you know, some friends of mine on SoundCloud and whatnot. The closest I ever got to mainstream was like, you know, I've never been one to throw names out there, but, I got kind of close to, some people in YG's camp, you know what I mean? Like, shout out to Leandre Herman, Young PC, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was working with my boy, the kid, Free the Kid, he's locked up right now. And, like, you know, he offered me an opportunity, but, you know, at the time, I couldn't take it because it's like, you know, nobody really believed in me, you know, as far as this rap, as far as, like, my manager, like, you know, he had. So it's like any opportunity that I was offered, it was just like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I got to stay where I'm at, where I could grow at, you know. So it's pretty much only, like, you know, artists that I've, you know, underground artists, I should say. Like, I'll give you some names if you like.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to let you tell me, man, you know what I'm saying, whoever you work with. But I just want to give you some, you know, advice and some motivation on that that part about not believing in you. That's one thing I'm going to tell you, bro, you go through. But here's what's so ironic and so funny about it, man. You go through the people not believing in you. It makes it that much sweeter when you hit it. You know what I'm saying? It makes it that much sweeter, you know, Like, you know, people don't know, like, my story. Like, 5 years, you got to see that, you know, the finished product. People don't know that.
Five years
prior to getting on BET, I sent my tape in 5 years in a row. I was dealing with trying to stop your boy Shine. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What I did was I believed in myself. I believed in God first. Then I believed in myself.
Yeah.
And with that combination, man, I'm telling you, I just kept going. And, I mean, here I am today living in Los Angeles, California, man, films, commercials, really making things happen because I continue to believe and I did not allow people's opinions and people's, you know what I'm saying? Because, see, you got to understand, it's a spiritual realm out there. So people are going to come with their opinions. They ain't nothing but, you know, spirit wrapped in flesh. But what I do is I avoid the naysayers. But I keep them in mind because they're my motivation to go out there and you know, tear it up every time I get a chance, man. I'm talking about I kill it. And, I mean, even, you know, some of these comics, man, you'll notice even in the rap, you know what I'm saying, your rapper cats, you know, be looking at y'all praising and stuff, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, who is this cat? Oh, he just that. Because they see you as competition. They know you're a threat. But what you got to do, man, is keep the game face on, man, and keep that thing pushing, man, you know. So you say you got a family background in the business, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, like my parents, you know, they mostly, you know, my parents, you know, they've always been deeply involved in music and, you know, especially, you know, my manager, Sebo, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a, you know, I got to give him a shout out again because he's inspired me to do so much, man. Like, he's always been like a hustler, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, and not like the hustlers, like the ones with the bad names. I mean, like, he's been a guy that, you know what I mean, woke up every morning, you know what I'm saying? Just as much as I do. I work a 9-to-5 job right now, but I mean, I've been doing that for 4 or 5 years, you know what I mean? But it's like, you know, he's been waking up, pushing, you know, music, you know, pushing his record label, pushing his clothing line. And it's just like, you know, for the most part, it's just like, that's what inspires me, you know what I mean? And really with music, you know, I hate to get off subject, Trey, man, you know, but it's just like, what really inspires me to do this, man, it's just like, so many artists out here today that, you know, all that they talk about is money, sex, and drugs, you know? So for people that is really, you know, artist, and I'm not trying to take away from other artists, but for people that really have a love and a joy for making music and making positive music, it's almost like you were saying, you sent your tape like 5 years before you got on, you know, got a chance to get on. And it's like, for people that, you know, want to do something positive or make music that's not so, you know, undermining to, you know, women or disrespectful, it's like they have to take a certain route in order to even get noticed, you know, because that's the way that the media is set up, you know. But you know, so I look at myself like, you know, I'm trying to get in, but at the same time, I'm trying to, you know, be an artist that isn't confined to just, you know, the mainstream media. You know, if that makes any sense.
Right. Yeah. No, it makes plenty of sense, man. Because you know what it does? It puts me in the mind of what people have gone through as far as like Dave Chappelle not wanting to put the dress on. You know.
Tyler
Perry making such a name with it. You know what I mean? And I take nothing.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
I actually understand both sides because you got to get the message out. And as you know, at certain points, whatever it takes to get the message out. Now, once the message gets out, you have a name. Then from there, you take it and you make sure that you, how you say, what's the word? You know, you make sure that people have an understanding and a knowing of who you are and what you truly represent. Because he has an artist, you know, something I realized a long time ago. You know, rappers, they want rappers. Be authentic. 89, I'm going to say 95% of your rappers are not authentic. 95% of your rappers
are
what they rapping about, like, dude, these Bentleys and these chains and stuff, and then when you really check behind the scenes, these cats is broke, man, you know? And that's really what I appreciated. Yeah, you know? I'm not taking anything away from somebody, but like they say, they want you to be authentic. I really appreciated the TLC movie because what it did was it showed a reality of what this thing takes, man. Like, when I do these clubs, I want to be a headliner, right? You know, okay, I'm a pretty known comedian, you know, nowhere near the household name that I want to be, you know, or that I'm going to be, but I'm a known comedian. People know who I am. So people are like, oh, yeah, it's a comedy show. I'll check it out. You know, I'll go to the show. You know, it's $10 or whatever. But then when they go to see Steve Harvey, they're willing to pay $65, $75 to see Steve Harvey because they're hearing him on the radio every day. They're seeing him on TV every day. He's mainstream media. But see, here's the thing. It's a whole machine that's behind what Steve Harvey's doing. That's what I try to tell a lot of young artists that are coming up in this game, in this business. Don't think that it's just hokey-dory and these people are just, you know, you just, okay, you're a rapper, so you make money. No, you have to invest.
Yeah, yeah.
And your investment, You know, you got to think. You have a lot of people to pay. You got your manager to pay. You got your publicist to pay. You got your agent to pay. You got your lawyer to pay. You got your booking person to pay. So that's five people that's getting checked before you even get any money. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, bro, that's real. What you have to realize is there's so much that's invested into you getting out there that when the money comes, it's going to be a while before you get paid, man. I've got a lot of respect for my boy 50, man. If you listen to, like, me rap about first I pay Dre, then I pay M, then I pay Jimmy Levine. You know, he's just basically explaining in his rap song, he's telling you, now I got money. When he says before, now I got money, is basically what he's explaining is, you know, this motherfucker spent $1 million. Dang, I wasn't spending stuff like this.
It's all good.
You know, you see I just let it out. Lord forgive me.
You must have heard my mixtape. No.
This MF gave me $1 million. They didn't give you nothing. They put this money in your pocket to have you be able to pay for your clothing, your expenses, your, you know, so that way your studio time, so that way all of this is off your mind while you're pursuing and really pushing for the game. But then what you have to do, that's why you got to have a good lawyer on your team to watch things that's going on, because what happens is that money comes down a certain way, that lawyers are able to put it where it's supposed to go properly. You know what I mean?
You
got a whole bunch of people on the line, man, and I mean, I really enjoy talking to you. I like where your head is at. I like the focus that you have in you, and I think that you're just an amazing young man, period. But what we're going to do is we're going to play your track rolling. Oh, that's real talk. We're going to play your track rolling, and then from there, man, I'm going to go offline and talk to some of these people, man, because, like I said, you got the lines lit up, man. Everybody and their grandma want to talk to you. So we're going to play Rolling real quick by J-Doc, all right?
All right. Thank you, Trey.
No problem. Hey, everybody, tune in, tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy is in. It is December 16th. It is 7:27 p.m. I have a young artist on the line by the name of J-Doc, represented by Sebo. Clint Thomas, man, he doing his thing. We're going to play his song right now called Rolling. And then from there, we're going to take your call. So all you people that are on the line listening, all y'all, I got your names wrote down, man, and we're going to holler at the boy in a second, all right? So for now, we're going to jam to his tune. Rolling.
Keeping money on me like a paycheck. It's on my latex. Stacy won a kid, I tell her stay with two new checks. Stay tech. More money, more problems, but I'm not stressing. Yo, bitch in my corner, Rashad Evans. You ain't welcome on my track. Stop guessing, and if I wanted, she would leave you in a hot second. Roll deep like the Navy do, stick you up, crazy glue. Spit my like baby food, sweater that's on, safety shoes. Young, major loose, big ice, glacier blue. Yo, my crazy crew, I kicked her out, she stay with you. I'm clean like Mr. Clean, call me senior clean. Rolled up with so much broth in my poop, look like a limousine. Kill off any track, like I'm mad and it offended me. She give me, till she get a headache, after I take a leave, eat that, take the freeze. She say that my shit is smoother. I walk around iced out, I'm with the jeweler. I walk around gin and coolers. I feel like Brian Leela, boy I'm in the future. Can't walk straight, but just got and laugh about it with you. Sense of humor, she said I had class. I'm flipping cougars, I'm up early in the morning. Think my a rooster, you is goobers. You is some losers, I'm on my fourth time. You trying to get the sucker, I'm the you are in the sewer. I say all the roads, she still let me this blooper. Like Tupac get the juice, I got a bad chick, her backflip and a headstand inside the coupe. I don't know her name or her address, but I guess that she might be cool. Soon as I'm done, it's like class is, get your stuff to leave. College rules, case you didn't know, I'm the dude, alumni, I'm big time. One guy, six dime, call me what you want, but I ain't stopping till I don't care if you cuff women, dick. If I first, then I get doors, I don't love you, my lyrics explicit, my chicks is exquisite, my house pimped out, my room a exhibit, and y'all do submit this, cause my moves tremendous, your chick want my last name, don't be ridiculous, I don't write rap, I spit them, my music's intensive, when you hear it, you duplicate, they choose not to listen. Starting rocks like 2 Chainz, keep it quiet or lose, man, my Beamer drive like a new plane, if we behind you, move lanes, we fly, Bruce Wayne, new ties, cool frame, I spend money, I you get funny, my
bang, I play you, new game, knock you out, fume tank, I don't lose, all I do is win. Call me T-Pain, yo chick, see me, her suit stained, I so she strange, don't play around, I'll man, don't go without my dude aim, and you looking like a new frame, you up, too lame, and just in case you don't know, just remember these two things, I'm rolling, giant block and you ain't saying nothing, I'm rolling, chick, see the rock, they wanna come in, I'm rolling, so I think that we about to put them, I'm rolling, I'm rolling.
You have reached the voicemail box of 317-665-506.
Yo, tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in. That was a hot, hot track. Rolling. J Doc, what's up with it, man?
Oh, man, that's off the mixtape. I don't know if I could say it on the air, but I'm just going to say it like this. It's called Ends Ain't On. You could go and find it on hip hop and hotnewhiphop.com and datpiff.com. And if you can't find it there, just Google me at Jeremiah J. Doc. Also, the album is coming soon as well. It's just music.
Okay, that'll work, man. Yeah, man, that's a hot track, man. You got a whole bunch of people on the line, man, want to talk. So I'm going to run run down the list, man, and let everybody get a little time to holler at you, man. You got a wonderful fan base, man, and people that support you, and that's very important. So the first person I want to let on the line is Miss Deja. Deja, how you doing? Welcome to Handsome Life Radio.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Deja?
I'm good. Hey, Jeremiah. Jeremy.
Hey, what's up? What's up? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, good. I was just a little nervous before coming on the show, but, I mean, I'm good. Like, you know, being on the show with Trey is nothing but love, and you know, you guys are really supporting me a lot, and I really appreciate that, and I love y'all for that.
No problem. We love you, too.
Aw, look at that. All right, we're going to go ahead and open the line up to Patrice. Patrice, how you doing? You out of Arizona, right, Patrice?
I'm good, I'm good. I'm calling from Tugtown, originally from CPT. Just
want
to first, I'm not going to come in somebody else's house without speaking, so much love to you, Trey Love, and giving everybody the opportunity to call in and show J-Doc love. I just want to let you know that I've been following you on Facebook and everything, and your manager, Sebo, and
Clint
Zoom. Been putting you out there, you know, making sure your face is out there. I see your shirts. I see the van, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
It's nothing but love. I'm getting good feedback from Compton and everywhere. You know, I just want to give you some love out here from Arizona and let you know to keep doing your thing, keep bringing good music. And you know, just you doing everything right, putting God first. You know, you got a strong team behind you. You got some people that's going to be down for you and that's going to look out for you. And that's the start of, you know, a good career and everything. And if you keep God first and everybody that's in your circle now, you know, everything will fall into place like it's supposed to. I just want to show you some love and encourage you. And, you know, anytime you and AZ, it ain't nothing but love, you know. And got artists out here, too. If, you know, Sebo is familiar with True Mind, and, you know, he's a supporter of True Mind. He came out. We had a show in Hollywood, and he showed nothing but love. They came through it. And so I want to do the same thing, you know, for you guys.
Sure.
So we're going to get us some J-Doc shirts out here and, you know, some Down For My family. And it's always all love from AZ to Compton. So keep doing your thing. Much love, Sebo, Zoom, and J-Doc. Give it to us.
Thank you, Patrice.
You're welcome.
Go ahead. Give your shout out. Give your love back, man.
For sure, Patrice. Hey, honestly, like, I really appreciate the love. And, I mean, no scent, you know what I mean? Like, I do got some tracks on It's Just Music, you know what I mean, you know, for the ladies, you know what I'm saying? So some people could say I could come off as soft, whatever, but like, the way that what you just said, you know what I mean, it's like, that's what keeps me going right there. I mean, honestly, I mean, by my manager Sibo and Zoom, I mean, they tell me the same things, and it's just like that. That's what it is, like how we pushing down from our records. You know, it's a movement, and I mean, when it's like people like you support us, it's like it's nothing but love, and it keeps us going. So I thank you for that.
It, like I said, it ain't nothing but love, and I love to see young artists, you know, that's doing their thing, that still maintain a level of respect, you know, because I'm an older woman. I'm a mother and I'm a grandmama, but I still can appreciate good music across the board. And if you give me something that I want to listen to, I'm going to support you. And so far, you've been giving me what I want to hear. So you got AZ Tucktown. We got you. We got you.
For sure. AZ. Shout out AZ. Shout out Patrice and Trumon.
That is what's up. All right, we're going to hit another caller. I got Sammy, 909. Let me get down here to Sammy. You got a bunch of callers, man, so I'm going to just run through. Like, some of them I didn't even get to screen. So I'm going to let you know if I ain't get to screen you and you say something crazy, I'll drop your bad habit. We don't play that over here on Ask Like Radio. Number positivity over here. So this young man is Sammy calling in to show love to J-Doc. Sammy, what's happening? Welcome to Ask Like Radio.
Hey, well, what's up, my boys?
You know, what up with you, man?
Same old thing, bro. You know, hey, man, I always told you from day one, man, that, you know what I'm saying, you need just to master your craft, you know what I mean? You always making music, making beats. I mean, I ain't never met somebody who was that avid. You go home and make two or three songs in one day with the beat, and then it'd be legit, you know what I'm saying, like radio quality type of stuff, you know what I mean?
You're always persistent, you
know what I'm saying? You always on the go, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, you do it, bro. So, I mean, more motivation to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need haters. You know what I'm saying? Haters is just the fuel to the fire. My philosophy on the haters is that, you know, hey, they hate on you because they want to be you. You know what I mean? And that should be just more motivation for you. You know what I'm saying?
But
I can't wait till you get all the exposure, because, you know, a lot of these cats out here flooding the airways with that weak stuff, man. It just ain't happening, man. You know what I mean?
It ain't happening.
It ain't happening no more, bro. No, they need something new. You got people out here saying that they got cats that's the best rapper alive, but when there's so much unsigned talent out there that nobody has ever got to hear, I mean, how can you make a statement like that? You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
So I don't understand that, you know. But
man, go ahead, man.
Hello.
No, I believe that like 100%, bro.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna say like this, man. What you just said, real quick, Sammy. That's what's up with today, man. Like, really, today. In this day and age, man, it used to be a time you had to be signed to a deal because this person had to break you, that person had to break you. But in this day and age, man, I'm going to tell you, man, I was talking to some people that really know talent, have an eye for talent, you know, and work with, you know, artists, you know, like such as myself, actors, comedians, musicians, and everything. And in this day and age, man, with this internet, man, you can make your own movie. You know, cats like this brother that really know how to make their own tracks and stuff, you really can't be stopped. What it takes this day and age is making sure you got your machine with you, you know, you're marketing yourself, you stay out there. I mean, you know, like you say, Jay, I've already done comedy with you, but you see, I'm still going hard. You know what I mean? Because this is my life. And I feel that same way about some of these cats that's on tour. I want to kind of amen what my bro Sammy just said. You know, you got all these talents out here, and I ain't taking nothing from the ones, you know, that really grind and that are really funny. But some of these cats, man, you know, they in with the agent, or they in with this person, or they in with that person, and they don't want to give up no time. But when it boils down, you know, Tic Tac, who's really, honestly, one of the top 10 comics in the game, the country right now, hands down, the world is starting to know. That's why I went and took that Shaq competition, and I'm going to go take it again Wednesday, because these people need to know who is really the top in the game, and it's folks like us, man, that's going to get it out here. I'm hearing some feedback, so I'm going to shut these other lines down, y'all, and just keep Sammy on. Let me see here. Okay, I got you, right, Jay?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, bet. That. Let me see who these other people are. I want to let everybody get an opportunity to talk to you, man, because there's a lot of, like I said, you got a lot of callers on the line. So I'm going to just come to you. phone to the people that I didn't get to talk to you offline. I'm going to open your mic. I'm going to say the first 6 characters of your number. I would not dare put your whole number out there. You know, it's all about privacy and respect. But I'm going to say your first 6 numbers. For example, we got 323-253. Welcome to Have Some Life Radio. You got anything you want to say to Jay?
Is that me?
Yeah, that's you, honey. 323-253.
Right.
I like that. They don't know their own number. What number I call from now? How far or the cell phone?
Exactly. So my name is Pinky. I'm been friends with Sebo, your manager, on Facebook for about 6 years now, and he's just a really, really, really good guy. I've never seen him say a cuss word or anything. He's very powerful, motivational, and I'm from Compton. And also, I've been listening to your music, and you are on the money. You know what
Thank
I mean?
You.
You're on the money
Thank
with
you.
It, and you have the best manager possible because, as you stated before, I've been listening to the whole show since 7. He is a hard worker. He's there to work for you. You see what I'm saying? And
yes,
a lot of them, they don't do that. They just have their hands out and all that kind of stuff. And I also want to give a shout-out to Trey Love, the comedian, because my cousin is Eddie Griffin. So I know how comedian life is.
Word.
Yeah, that's how me and him met, because Sebo knows my family also. He knows that Eddie is my cousin.
That's my dude.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out Eddie Griffin.
Man, he's so silly.
Man.
That man is crazy.
Yeah, that's a blessing,
that
man.
Comedy, that's really
man.
His life.
Yeah, Eddie a wildcat,
like,
man, you know. Yeah, Eddie one of them,
shout out
earlier today, one of them cats that, like, you know, I said them rappers ain't authentic. Well, Eddie is definitely an authentic comedian, I'll tell you that.
Exactly.
He is.
You know Trey Love. You're doing your thing, and I congratulate you as a young man, you know, doing this and sticking to it. You see what I'm saying?
You.
Because I know people that's in their 40s still trying to rap.
Yeah.
Come on now. Nobody hustle or anything like that, but, you know, you have to do it when the time is right. And obviously you got motivated to spear put it in Sebo to put it in you and push you forward. So it's your time. It's your time to shine.
Thank you.
Straight up. And, again, another shout-out to Trey Love because I love my comedian.
Appreciate you, Mama.
And, huh?
No, I said I appreciate you, Mama.
Oh, of course. And I cannot wait. This is not going to be your first album. You're going to have some gold, some platinum, all that.
And y'all, like, expect some more coming from Sebo, you know what I mean? Because this album that's coming up is just music. It's good. Like, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, the next album and Sebo's album and hopefully Crazy E's album, It's gonna definitely set some standards. I mean, not to toot my horn, you know what I'm saying? But it's about to be something. You know what I'm saying?
Go for it.
But yeah, we got a lot coming. We got definitely a lot coming. Thank you so much.
Yes, you're
right,
very
we
welcome. But I'm gonna continue to listen to the show. I know you have a big fan base, so I'll just
you got a lot of calls. Stay on the line and listen. I just wanted to. Thank you so much for your time, Pinky. All right, we're going to try to take the next caller. You got him calling in, man. Listen for the first 6 characters, y'all. 760-475. Caller, you on the air.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? What's your name, caller?
Hi, my name is Janae. I'm Jeremy's cousin.
Okay, you're
Jeremy. What's up, Janae? What's up, girl?
I love it. Jeremy's cousin. That with such pride. Okay, boo-boo, what's up? I'm Jeremy's cousin.
Jeremy.
Shut up. I'm on the line. Love it. All right, what's up?
Jeremy, I just wanted to tell you that, like, I'm really happy for you. Like, you came a long way. I remember me, you, and Brett used to always freestyle in the car. And like, you used to just play and stuff. And look at you now. Like, you're really doing big things.
Yeah. It's for y'all. Like, honestly, it's for my family, man. Thank you for calling because it's like, yo, like, just the fact that you called, like, I mean, when I heard your voice, I was like, Nay, Like, straight up, man. Like, it's all love. I mean, it's because honestly, like, I mean, like, y'all have so much creativity in you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, Brit, and, you know what I'm saying? Team Ratchet. Shout out Team Ratchet. You know what I'm saying? But y'all have so much creativity. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I gotta somehow get out there so that we can all get our gifts, you know what I'm saying, out there as well. And thank you so much, man, for calling. We're going skating. Straight up.
Oh, for sure, Jeremy. All right.
My cousin. And I like the way she said it, too. Jeremy, look, how you doing? This is my cousin. You know.
She knows good.
Yeah. 310-746. You are on the line. Do you have anything you would like to say to Mr. J-Dot?
Hey, now, I've been checking you out. You're looking good out there. I just wanted to congratulate you on your new album that you're coming out with. And I want you
Thank
to know,
you.
Always put God first, and wherever you got God at, it will come out and make a hit. So keep up the good work, keep the positive attitude, and I'm looking forward to see you go farther with your music.
Amen.
God bless
Thank you.
And this is Denise
Thank
from Compton. Whoa.
I was going to say, you ain't
Compton
coming to say Compton. All right, Denise, who you repping? Crip, Blood,
I'm repping Jesus, baby, Jesus.
Okay, good.
You left. Jesus Christ.
I don't know if you know. I don't know if you watch Real Husbands of L.A., but preachers.
Oh, I don't know. I'm a pastor, but why do you have to have your own? You got to know God for yourself. You can't go by these pastors out here, boo. Just like you can't
Straight
go by all these artists out here. You got to know what you want to listen to and go with that.
That's
so,
true.
With your, if you out there and you looking at this pastor stuff, don't be a judgmental about it. You know what I'm saying? Get God in your life and make your own decision, and you can go farther with your own relationship with the Lord.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, all right then. Are you a preacher's wife, you say?
No, I'm not a preacher, right? I'm one of those dope boy girls.
Okay.
That's it. There it is.
Praise Allah, Denise. I love you, and thank you for calling in. Your words of wisdom are greatly appreciated. And I just be playing, I know God for who and what he is and who and what he is and what he represents. To me,
Amen.
I don't judge how nobody else worships, how they feel about it. I just know he brought me a mighty long way, and I'm grateful to him. We got one more caller, man, and then from there, we're going to play, take a little break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to play another track by J-Doc. So 424-249, you are on the line. What do you have to say to J-Doc? 424-249. Okay, they don't want to say nothing, but I want to thank you for calling in anyway. Appreciate your time. We're going to take a quick break, y'all, and we're going to come back with another track from J-Doc, y'all. Tune in, tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy, Mr. Trey Love, is in. I want to thank you for your time, man. This has been an amazing interview, man, and it ain't over. We got another 12 minutes left, y'all. But for now, we're going to take it to Hollywood.
It ain't for everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture.
Uh-huh.
Can't even talk about it.
Let's do it.
Go.
Uh-huh.
I see your jealousy as you watch me.
I see you watching me, baby.
You watching.
It's all good.
It's kind of sexy.
I love it.
How you watching.
Uh-huh.
You watching.
Let's chop it up.
Tonight
you're gonna be a superstar, baby.
I'm gonna sign you up.
Get into it.
Ooh, it's a lie.
You're blinded by the
action.
You need that.
Hollywood. Ooh, it's a lie.
You're blinded by the
action.
You need that.
Hollywood.
Come on. Paparazzi spots me in the lobby of my high-rise. Behind my shades, cause the fame is blinding my eyes. My God, I know how I see eyes. Must have felt when he was eyes high. As I have got to make this stop. People often warn me that the fame ain't for the vein of heart. It'll change those, since he had love for you. It's a stranger, when your thing starts to change reaction. Locomotion like when a train departs. Stranger, things have happened. Rapping, stacking, platinum, plaquing. Born in Brooklyn, got a place in Manhattan. Going back to Brooklyn to escape the madness. When your friends is Chris and Gwyneth, and your girl is more famous than you, Venice. Time to get all your windows tinted. Keep your eyes squinting, it's gonna flash any minute. The music biz like musical chairs. About where you're standing when the music starts spinning. And I'm
you're blinded by
You're blinded by the
action.
You need that. Blinded by
the
you need that. Pay-sixer, A-lister, you're in the midst of the ride of your life, but you gotta keep them hits up. Can't put your guard down, gotta keep your mitts up. Take a sip, sir, it's so intoxicating, ain't it? Try not to get jaded, Hollywood's been good to you. Starting to feel like buzz to you, don't lie. Gone fly, you addicted to the lights. Without the fame, how you gonna survive? It's like sipping on heroin, you so high.
And everybody's wanting you alive.
Now you become what you want to survive. James Dean, John Belushi, blow your whole life trying to live in the lies. Heroin's following Marilyn, hopping over the edge just like Janis Joplin. River Phoenix, Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy Morrison. All of them ended by Hollywood. Thank God for Hollywood. Hollywood. Sure you want this, baby. Hollywood. Smoke the thickest drug in the world. Want the fame. Want the life.
Yo, what up, family? This your boy, J-Doc, once again, introducing Lord Knows featuring King Ratchet from the new mixtape, Niggas Ain't On, on Handsome Life Radio. Check it out. Thank you again for tuning
this
in.
This is going to be the portion of the mixtape. I want to give a shout-out to all the homies, all my people. First and foremost, Greedy Kid, which is also featured on this mixtape, featuring me, J-Doc, on the song that's named Go Hard. Also, shout out to C-Easy, King Ratchet, my boy D-Knight, Martell.
Lord knows.
Yo, Lord knows he made me to be a baller. King Clips never on the bench cause I'm a starter. No need to warm up cause I stay spitting fire. Melting down mics, master beats like I'm they sire. Lord knows all my hoes look like clones. Big tits, big ass, cute toes. Yeah, I only cop whips to drop chicks and pick up tips. Coming off the top of my dome, I ain't never going home, and I don't even know. But yeah, that's it. Peace out.
I go hard, bitch like a rock dude. Niggas got guns, please get hostile. Watch me put a nigga underground. Fossils, bitch, I get cheese. Quick to say it's nachos. Stay with my toes. You looking like a waffle. Let me sample that pussy. Costco's, throw your bitch ass. Do it like Flacco. About to sign a deal that pay me more than the lotto. I stay G'd up. My life is a crescendo. Hispanic bitches say I'm the shit. Bios, see my money pronto. Tipping up bottles. Fuck about the Maybach. I'm stunning in the Tahoe. I get green. Nigga, that's why I go in the red light district. Cadillacs in the fly coat. Bitches tell me hi. I tell them bitches vato. Bitch, I'm fresh to death. I shouldn't be a live show. Animal Planet. You fucking with a rhino. I don't drop dimes, but I do drop dime hoes. King Ratchet. My team smashing. Nigga, I'm rolling. Like Wayne Crack is. Sorry for the wait. All I get is cake, bossing in my state, ballin' like I'm plays. Y'all niggas is fake, harder than a plank. Small nigga, big dick, but he's walking with a cane. I give it a pole, I don't need to bake. Superman shit, all I need's a cape. I lost the good bitch, forgot all about the date. And stood the bitch up, my dogs was trying to skate. I jump in the pussy, caught a shit a lake. Rinse and repeat, as often as it takes. Swallow how it tastes, be cautious with the tape. All I get is cake, all over her face. You niggas is a clan, cause all you do is hate. It ain't even my birthday, but all my triggers sang like. Get at me, nigga. J-Doc,
baby. Ah, y'all better tune in, tell a friend that Playboy Comedy is in with the one and only J-Doc, man. Yo, that was a fire track, man. What inspired that song, bro?
Man, honestly, I was just writing one day, man, and just, you know, when my boy had came over, you know, he was freestyling, and I was like, you know what, freestyle, and, you know, we might as well just put it on a mixtape. And he actually didn't know I was going to put it on a mixtape, but I went on ahead and put it on there. Actually, shout out King Ratchet, King Clips, you know what I mean? But we were just having a ball, man, in the studio that day.
Oh, that's what's up, man. The track is amazing, man. I think you got a couple more callers, man. We ain't got like 3 minutes left. So I'm going to try to open the lines up and see who all on the line, man, and let everybody get their shout-out before we go off the air. 562-650, Mask, who's calling, please? Okay, you don't want to talk. That's cool. Going once, going twice, out of there. 310-766, would you like to talk to my artist, J-Doc?
Trey Love.
What's up, man? What's up?
C-Mo. What up,
see,
man?
Okay,
I've been
that's, man,
to keep
I was lucky to call in. You got the text finally, man. What's up, man? Welcome to Happy Life. How you feel, man? You got a hot artist here, man.
Yeah, I'm good, man. I appreciate it, man. I'm over here with all these computers and these phones and doing what I do to make sure people calling in and getting it out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, man. People don't understand, man. Like, as I'm promoting and pushing this, man, you did what you did today in a very classic way, man, because the lines is lit up. You know, he's a great interviewee. He's easy to speak with. And then it's also easier when you got, you know, I got an artist to interview, but then I got a plethora of people that's calling in to support the artist, man. That's the only way to go, man. Y'all going to the top, man. Don't y'all forget. Hey, look, on the next album, I got to do a sketch.
Hey, Trey, right. You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome, man. You know that. We give love, man, when it's love given. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
what how we work, man, right. Over here.
Put a comedy sketch on the album, man. So in leaving, man, I got C-Bo and I got J-Doc on the line. Everybody else, I want to thank you for your time calling in. I want to give a shout-out to C-Bo, give a shout-out to J-Doc, shout-out to the fan base, man, all y'all people from AD, man, everybody that called in today. But I'm going to let these last couple minutes go to the manager and the artist. First, I want the manager to say what he got to say and put all of the information out where you can follow this young man social media-wise. But before I do that, let me get my plug real quick. This week, Wednesday, December 18th, everybody, I need y'all to plug me out. Send me an email to treylove, T-R-E-L-U-V, at treylove.com, and come out to the Comedy Union, get on my free guest list, and I'm wearing this Shaq All-Star Comedy Competition Tour. C-Bo got to see me on the 4th, so he can certify that your boy ain't no joke when it comes to hitting that mic with the comedy tips. But that's enough about
that's
me.
Right.
Make sure y'all support me real quick. Trey Love Vision, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Now, C-Bo, the mic is yours. Go for it, bro.
Hey, what's going on, y'all out there? Yeah, I just calling in. I've been trying to get through all day, you know, well, since we've been on, since 7. And just been trying to work a lot, you know, doing a lot of things to make sure I get people to do what I'm asking them to do, to call in and speak with J-Dot on congratulating him on his new album that's being put together and about to be released. So a lot of y'all know me out there, you know what I'm saying? I've been out there for a while, since 99, I'm pushing down for my records and been through a lot and still here, you know what I mean? I appreciate the support from everybody that's out on the streets and been on the internet that's following me, you know. I'm here, like I say, we're here to stay. I'm going to keep bringing new music to you all, and I was blessed with J-Dot. And here we are.
That's what's up. All right, J-Doc, you take us home, man. Shout out your people. Shout out your fans, man. Give all your information where people can follow you. And then from there, man, we out. It's on you, bro.
For sure, man. I want to thank you, Trey Love, man, for the opportunity. I want to thank my manager, C-Bo, you know what I'm saying? Which, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, he's a reason. He's responsible for everything, you know, this whole thing today. You know what I mean? Like, so I thank him. you know, for giving me that, you know, the opportunity to even, you know, to believe in me, you know what I mean? And secondly, I want to thank everybody that called, you know what I mean? I want to thank Patrice and, you know, Nay and Pinky and Denise and Deja and, you know, just everybody that called, man, especially my supervisor, Marcel. You know what I mean? I just want to thank everybody that you know, took the time out to call. And, I want to just thank you both for the opportunity and expect nothing but good music. You know, if you're looking for us, you know, Down For Mind Records, you can find me on Facebook, Jeremiah J. Doc, Twitter and SoundCloud at Jeremiah J. Doc. And if you know, unsuccessful, you could go to Google and look up Jeremiah J. Doc under Down For Mind Records. You know what I'm saying? This is a movement. And like I said before, if you don't see it, you will see it. And if you don't see it now, then you won't see it. So we got good music coming. It's just music is coming soon. Niggas Ain't On The Mixtape is out. Sibo got an album possibly coming soon. Crazy E, we about to make moves. So if you ain't making moves with us, you just about to be left in the dust. You know what I mean? So thank you again for all of the love and support.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Hey, this young dude is going to be platinum, man. I'm already calling him, man. You know, got an eye, recognized talent, man. He's going to be doing his thing, man. Hopefully we can catch him at the Comedy Union, man. I know Sibo going to be in the building, man, this Wednesday, December 18th. Like I said, y'all. Either call me 323-508-1831. That's my direct business line. Call me, y'all. Leave a message, or you can email me, treylove, T-R-E-L-U-V, at treylove.com, man. I'm going to be on J-Doc's next track, man, possibly. Probably not his next track, but we're going to come up with a track and let me get on that, man, and do some, you know, do a little comedy, man. Do a couple of sketch things, man, because I also want to talk to Sibo about possibly putting a little comedy hip-hop thing together, man, because the two fuse real well, man. If y'all really, you know, been checking me out, y'all seen me host a lot of hip-hop shows in the area. I do my thing, and that's the crowd I fit because, you know, hey, I do a little rapping myself. I'm a great comedian, but I'm a decent rapper. Matter of fact, I'm going to take it home with my track, man. Shout-out to J-Doc, man. It was really a pleasure interviewing you, man. Shout-out to Sibo for putting it together, man, having all these people call in. That's the only way to do it, man. We finna take y'all home, man. Catch y'all on the next one. This is Trey Game. See y'all Wednesday at the Comedy Union, and I will be updating y'all on much, much more. Have a wonderful evening, y'all. Happy Monday.
Something about being Trey Love. They asked me how I do it. This the best explanation I could give you.
Get your Trey Game on. 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 Get your Trey Game on.
To get your Trey Game on, you got to grind, redefine, look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me, Trey. Love a boy, King, got Gilroy. Make your girl think about me like I'm her toy. I bring joy and satisfaction with no distraction. I guarantee, pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D. I'm a celeb, baby, that means a star. Make you redefine the definition of who you are. Limitless, the narrow will tell you how far. You think you wanna go, baby, do you really know, baby? God gave you a good game and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping. Be so your girl, for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping. In the gym, in my book, keep my mind and body strong. My Trey Love just goes on and on and on and on.
Get your Trey Game on. Get your Trey Game on. Get your Trey Game on. Get your Trey Game on. Get your Trey Game on.